With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! This is where you send us the stupid to idiotoftheweekweek@gmail.com, and then we make fun of them.
Our favorite thing to do.
It is our vocation and avocation.
And we thank everybody who is joining us here today, Idiot Live on Facebook. Thank you so much
That's
for being
right.
here. And we have a question, just in general.
We just have a question.
For the people who are here watching us streaming and the people who are listening, we are looking at doing more streaming. So if you can write us or respond here on Facebook Live and let us know, when do you think would be a good time for us
it
to stream?
Because we've just been doing it on Tuesdays because this is when we record the podcast.
Yeah.
But we can do it another another time.
Another time.
You can write to us at frangela08@gmail.com and let us know. Put it in the subject line. About time. Something like that.
Something like that. Or you can respond here on Facebook right now. Let us know when would be a good time. Is it the weekends or
whatever,
the evenings?
Mm-hmm. We don't want to interfere with your other online viewing habits.
That's right. That's
right. We know that everybody needs that time.
We also want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com. Check out the podcast
and
the shows there.
They're amazing. And you go to see the Sexy Liberal virtual tour. If you missed any of it, you can get in now. Watch all the shows. They're hysterical.
Yes, they are.
Check them out.
You can also become a Patreon of this podcast by going to patreon.com and putting in Frangela. We want to thank everybody.
Everyone.
Who has done it, who are new Patreons this week.
And who's been a Patreon because you are the only reason that rent got paid at all.
Oh, bless you, bless you.
So thank you.
For
very
supporting
much.
This black-owned business.
That's
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
And you can also go to cameo.com and get a specialized video from Frangela. We can help you celebrate your birthday.
Or you can
anniversary.
Give it as a gift. It's a wonderful gift. Yes. A wonderful, wonderful gift. Everybody wants one.
And we want to thank everybody for joining us here on Facebook for Idiot of the Week Live here on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific. And always catch us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning for the
Black Power Hour.
What happens, Angela?
That is when Stephanie Miller transmorgifies. Transmorgifications. Into Stephanie Mills.
Yeah.
And somewhere in the universe, Stephanie Mills becomes Stephanie Miller. Peep that. It's crazy.
It's crazy. We have got an idiot stack for you today. Can we get started?
And I just want to say, I make this clear, that we don't go looking.
We don't go looking for
these
stories.
They're sent to us. So you, any similarities is stupid. Are purely coincidental and have to do with the stupid community and how it operates.
Yeah.
It is not us.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. First up. Man injured by jaguar after crossing barrier, Florida Zoo says. This is from LEF and Donnie J. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. I would first like to put a flag on injured.
Right.
A man was injured by a jaguar at a Florida zoo after climbing over a barrier and moving too close to the animal's enclosure.
So let's start with this is self-inflicted stupid.
Injured. This is why I don't like the use of the word injured in the headline.
That's why I call it self-inflicted
That's
stupid.
That's right, because injury, when you use the word injured, it sounds like something that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
Right? Like, I was playing Monopoly, and I got injured. You'd be
right.
like, what?
Right.
How'd you get injured playing Monopoly? That's not supposed to happen. But when you climb into an apex predator's home, uninvited.
Right.
And they defend their home. I don't call that an attack. I think it's wrong to refer to this as an attack.
Yes.
So much as it is a jaguar taking care of a jaguar's business.
Right? Because okay. We all understand that the jaguar got business.
It's
what people don't understand.
And I question why we have zoos in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because it one of the things, besides it being perhaps cruel and wrong, I think it sets up this expectation that somehow we are in control of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
When the reality is that control disappears when you get rid of the barrier.
Right. Well, let me tell you, let's start with wild animal.
Thank you.
It's an animal.
Thank you.
That's supposed to be in the wild. Okay?
They have a fence. Plus, they have all this empty space trying to keep you away from this jaguar. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The man climbs the fence and then he begins, get this, it's not enough that he climbs the fence.
Mm-hmm.
No, this fool taunts the jaguar and reaches his hand through the fence. He started taunting.
Yeah.
And it was calling out the jaguar at the jaguar's house.
Let me tell you something about jaguars.
Let me tell you something. Francis knows a lot about jaguars.
They're prideful beasts.
They're very prideful.
They don't take
they're
that shit.
They're not like tigers who you can get by with some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
tigers, they can be a little like, you know, they're goofy. They like to play. They get high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they not, you know, they can be a little more mellow.
Right.
Jaguars all about business.
All about business. All about business.
Jaguars.
And their business is eating your ass. That's it.
My thing is whenever, and this is me, Francis, but I think this should, when I see the fence, I say to myself, hey, Angela, somebody doesn't want you in or something out, but it doesn't want you mixing. I don't know what it's more concerned about, but somebody doesn't want these two environments to have the freedom to be one.
This is what I love about the world, is that some people will see a fence and take that as a suggestion.
No. No, for my mind, especially, get this, peep this, they probably paid to go to the zoo. Mm-hmm. So you gave the zoo money to be entertained, and then you're going to argue with them about how they choose to set up that entertainment.
Yeah.
And to me, it's disrespectful to the zoo. It's disrespectful, obviously, to the jaguar. And the taunting alone, I really do hope. But this is the part of the problem here, the way this article is written. Okay, this is from U.S. News, right?
Yeah.
Or it's the Associate, an AP article.
Yeah, AP.
So when they go on to tell the story, they say a 12-year-old big cat named Harry swiped at the man and injured him. It's not a big cat.
It's not a big
cat. It's a jaguar.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's big or small for a jaguar, but I know it's a jaguar. And allowing people to think of it as just a version of a cat that they might have at home.
Well, that's been the problem with Tiger King and Carol and all these people.
Oh, that
people,
cruel foolishness.
These cruel people, they think, these are not kitty cats that are playing with little large balls of, wool and what have you. I don't know where I just came up with
I don't
that.
Know either. Yeah. But the reality is that they try, and then they, I really object to this, then they try to bring in the Jaguars' prior history. And I don't think that's fair.
No.
I were the Jaguars' attorney, I would be like, nope, objection, Your Honor, relevance. This has nothing to do with this case. But they had to throw in here that officials confirmed that Harry had been involved. What had happened was he was in a fight that left another jaguar dead earlier
this year.
What did
the other jaguar say?
I don't know.
What did he say?
We don't know what happened because there's no real... But what he was involved, he could have been trying to break it up. We don't know.
You don't know.
Okay, we don't know, and I object to that being...
Do you speak jaguar?
Thank you. I object to that being put in here without any context, as if that somehow renders the jaguar guilty. Because this fool... This is the thing. The zoo officials said they don't plan to pursue criminal charges.
I'm going to tell you,
clearly
that's the
fencing isn't enough.
That's the problem.
That's what
I'm saying.
The
problem is that nobody is being called, being accountable for their actions. Because why, Angela?
Because they don't
have values.
We're going to have to. Did we put that sketch out?
I don't know. We posted it a while ago.
Well, we did this. We did some sketches for my sister's baby shower, and one of them is really funny. Well, they're both really funny, but the values comes from that, but it's hysterical. Yes. But seriously, I don't think the cat's prior, and it's leaving cat. I don't think the jaguar's prior history has any relevance here.
Well, you know what?
This guy's an idiot.
You know, it's prejudice against the jaguar.
It's prejudice against the jaguar community. I'm sick of it.
It's just prejudice.
It can't help it that it's an apex predator in your situation. Why don't you just get about you?
Yeah.
Worry about you.
Well, my issue is that why you gonna call on the jaguar's behavior? He didn't ask to be there.
Thank you. He didn't ask for no. I refuse.
He didn't ask for no part of this shit.
I need to see the video of the jaguar knocking on the zoo door with a little jaguar suitcase, being like, "Hey, I thought maybe I heard you were looking for jaguars, and I need a gig." Like, we all know that didn't happen, but if you can show me it did, I will take this all back.
That's right. Nothing that jaguar does.
Stop climbing fences.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Stop going in places you aren't supposed to go. They tell you. They're very clear about it.
All right. Next up, this is from Gary C. Thank you, Gary C.
We love you, Gary, so much.
We love you. A woman claims she makes $4,200 a month by selling videos of herself farting.
And is that what you all need?
Is that what?
Just tell us, okay? Straight up.
Because
no
I will
judgment.
Get the beans.
No judgment.
No, you know what? Judgment. No judgment.
Because
just tell us.
This could solve a lot of problems. This amount of money. what we're asking.
Is this entertainment?
Yes, it's an idiot story.
We got entertainment wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's an idiot story, but who's the idiot? And we think it might be us.
It might be us, okay?
Because I have been suppressing farts for years, and maybe that's on me. Maybe I shouldn't. $4,200
a month.
And one thing though, okay, again, I always complain about the writing of these articles. Mm-hmm. But it does need to be addressed, Francis, because they don't say in here anywhere if she's naked or if there's any costuming.
Don't. No.
Because
if she's not naked,
if she's like,
I'm ready to do that job now.
Give me like 2 minutes.
Give me like 2 minutes.
I'm
going to get some eggs.
I just need to get some air in me real quick. And then like, because it's just... Because is that? But seriously, is that what y'all want? just is that what y'all want? Just as you're watching, honey, do y'all want farts? Okay.
I don't know why it tickles me.
Because it's sad. It's really sad that we're literally begging.
Okay.
We're begging on Facebook that people want to hear hear us fart for money.
Our toots. And let me tell you something. I've been married to a man 21 years and I've never.
We should charge premium for Tom's farts.
He has never passed gas in front of me. 21 years. Okay? We have kept it a fart-free relationship.
So that her farts, your farts should be worth even more. I don't think I've ever heard a fart from you.
No, you've never heard a fart from me.
You've never heard a fart from me.
I don't think you've ever heard a fart from me. Have you?
No, I've never heard you toot.
You might have. Okay, let's stop. Anyway, this woman, she has an online pseudonym, which means nothing to me. Emma Martin. Am I missing? Because you know I often don't catch those things. Is there anything with Emma Martin?
That means we got to look her up is what it means.
Okay. She's from Rock Hill, South Carolina. And I'm going to go with no longer a secret.
Yeah.
Rock Hill, while not being Manhattan, how big is Rock Hill?
Right. You can throw a rock and hit somebody.
Or a hill, at least.
Right, right.
But apparently she used to sell real estate, and then she started to make more money off of her videos. She started as like a dominatrix, what do they call it? A financial dominatrix,
yeah.
Where she would just badger male clients online to give her money, which,
yeah.
Again, is that what you
want? Does that work? Give me money! Gave me the money. What you doing?
Well, I don't know why we've been trying to tell jokes and do sketches.
We're off the top of my intelligence.
The
clearly, I'm using the wrong end.
You're right, the wrong end.
I'm using the wrong fucking
because
end.
We could just fart and be like, give me money. Like, we're the idiots. Well, I mean, I've been studying and worrying and writing all the hours we've spent writing.
For not.
Laura does all this wonderful editing at work, and what? What I mean, we would still need her to edit the farts, I'm sure.
We would.
Thank you, Laura.
She
might not do that. I don't know.
Emma says, I eat a lot of salad, asparagus, and avocados. I also eat lots of Mexican food. One of my favorites is coleslaw and baked beans mixed together. I eat
that
a lot of
that
too.
That is nobody's food. Coleslaw, there is not a culture in the world that has coleslaw and baked beans mixed together.
They can be mixed together on the plate. Well, that's barbecue.
You throw some corn in there.
No, you don't.
That's supposed to happen internally.
That's ill.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Not right.
That's an effrontery.
She says she's careful to only record her videos when her family isn't in the house.
Which makes me wonder, like, well, what else is going on in this video? Because frankly, if all you're doing is farting, somebody could walk in and you could be like,
mommy passed gas.
And they could, I mean, you don't want to say that, but I don't understand why they're acting like, so I think that there's more to this than we're not getting.
She says, my husband knows, but he's not into farts at all. No one else.
But he takes that money.
Knows.
I'm telling you something. He takes that money. He's the fart money.
That's delicious. Don't get up in it.
Okay, Mr. Man. Mr. I'm not into fart.
I'm not into fart. Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You a partner in fartery. Don't even try it.
You live in this fart castle.
Don't even try it. I'm crying.
Look what farts have built! What they have wrought!
Are you gonna sit up here and say,
you're not into it. You're
a suppository. That's what
you are. You're going deep in these farts.
You're going deep.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is off the rails now.
You know, because I'm really considering why have we been doing all these years?
I don't know. Let me tell you something. This story has rocked us more than I thought it would.
I'm reevaluating every choice.
Everything. From my nail polish colors
Why did I go to college? What is the point?
Why is my child in school right now?
Go home and teach her how to fart. Go get, you know what? I would like to apologize to this woman for that crack I made about coleslaw and baked beans. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You novice!
I'm an idiot. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This woman is raking in the bread.
She makes custom videos too, for which she charges $7 a minute.
Wow. That's almost Jeff Bezos.
No, it's not. It's not. No. I don't think you can make enough fart for that. That's,
oh my God.
That's it's but it's you know what? It's oh. It's definitely between Frangela and Bezos. It's between those.
Yeah, totally. She said, when I first heard about fart fetishes, I was like, ew, what? That can't be a fetish. But then I got into it. It's kind of cool. It's a well-hidden secret fetish.
God
bless you. Not anymore. Bless you. Bless you all.
I mean.
Oh, Lord.
We're the idiots.
Oh, my God. We're the idiots.
This next one has audio. Are you guys ready? This is from a, this is a theme, as you know, in idiot stories. This is a 911 call that we're going to play for you.
Yes.
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I send the officer down here. I want them to make me right.
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
This is between you and the manager. We're not going to go enforce how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal.
So I just sit here and
you need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up and I said, can I please have my Western burger? She said, I'm not dealing with it. She walked away. Because they're mopping the floor and it's all full of suds and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there and
ma'am, then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
Well, what are we protecting you from? A wrong cheeseburger?
No.
Is this a harmful cheeseburger or something?
So, in case you didn't hear it on the Facebook, this is a woman calling the police to complain about not getting her Western burger at Burger King. And
this
she
is
wanted...
from some years ago.
Yes.
But it was in this Time magazine article of like top 10 non-emergency 911 calls. And it just illustrates what we always have to say, which is, America, you need to
manage your fast food expectations.
This woman literally, and I have to say, I believe that 911 operator should get a raise.
Yeah, she should.
Because I would have hung up on that woman. I would have hung up on her so quick. I've been like, that's not an emergency. Like, I don't, but the fact that what you need to do is calmly, which she did that I thought was very nice. Mm-hmm. Then she said, oh, this person's crazy. So I'm going to have to introduce concepts like calm.
Yeah.
Calmly, go speak to the manager about it. Well, you're supposed to protect me. And that's the first time I really feel like the 911 operator is like, okay, bitch. Where she is, oh, from what? A cheeseburger?
Right.
It's
come
just
on.
Wrong.
Come
I'm sorry.
On.
I'm not right from the fart story.
No, we're still
and I don't
not
know
right.
How I can,
you know what? We need to take a break. We'll come back and take a break. We'll get ourselves together.
I'm going to sue somebody.
We'll be back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Angela, who doesn't love hanging out in loungewear?
I do. I love it. I need it. We've all been doing it for like a year. And you remember, you know, loungewear used to be code for hideously ugly sweats.
Yeah, even your pets have been judging
you. They have been. They've been sitting there judging us all. But that's a thing of the past with Cozy Earth.
The people known for creating luxuriously soft, cool sheets made from viscose from bamboo have done it again.
Okay, look, Francis, they've taken loungewear to another level.
Another
with their
level?
Comfy, super soft selection. Yes, girl, in gorgeous styles and colors.
Mmm. From wonderful pajama sets, leggings, and tees, every item is sourced from earth-friendly viscose from bamboo for enhanced breathability and temperature regulation.
You'll find something you can't lounge without at Cozy Earth.
See why Oprah described Cozy Earth pajamas as the softest ever in O Magazine.
Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com now, enter promo code Stephanie35, and save 35% on their loungewear and bedding.
That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie35.
CozyEarth.com.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, until now.
Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix.
Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids.
Woo! Not only Susan, folks, we use it and love it.
Daily.
Let me tell you something. My husband does not leave the house without it.
No. He will cover his eyes and run right back into the bathroom.
Yes, he will.
I've seen him do it.
Yes, he will. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. We guarantee it.
Order now and get 50% off all GenuCell packages for summer. Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie.
Again, that's lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All four cast members will be on stage performing together.
We're going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually f*** your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Donnie J.
Hello, hi, Donnie J. Donnie's also watching live.
Yes.
Isn't that fun? So it's like, yes. It's totally interactive.
Man uses live eel to cure constipation, nearly dies. Now,
okay.
Let's start.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been listening to Idiot of the Week for years now, you know that we have done this type of story at least twice.
And
that
I mean, people who we've done tons of don't put it up your butt stories.
Oh, tons.
I mean, to the point of, I don't think that we can handle the privilege of having butts.
Right.
I really don't.
No.
But specifically where people said it was about constipation and it was an eel.
Yes.
That we've done at least two stories of people, one of whom I believe did die.
Yes.
From putting a live eel up their rectum for the so-called stated purpose of curing constipation.
So this is not a new... So don't think that this is... We're repeating a story. This just happened.
This is from, like, the last week.
Right.
So this is... So... And I just want to say, just to be... It's written in the article, but Men's Health has said, the magazine, they said... Quote, there is zero scientific evidence to back up that an eel will do anything for your digestive system except wreak total havoc.
Yeah. So apparently, an unnamed man located in the Chinese city of, he had a friend recommend this folk remedy.
Okay.
The eel had plans other than relieving the man's uncomfortable medical condition.
Okay.
And upon reaching his rectum, the eel headed towards his colon, bit it, entering the abdomen, which is not supposed to happen.
Yeah, those areas, they're separate.
Number one, you got flaps, folds, and skin. They're not supposed to be together.
That's not how they're supposed to work. Okay. I would like to object to the use of the words friend and the phrase folk remedy.
We you want to start?
I need to start there. Number one, anybody who tells you, listen to me, and I mean this, any human being who tells you to put a live animal in your body,
that's right,
up your ass,
that's right,
is not your friend.
That is not your friend.
That is not your friend. That is not a friend.
That is not a friend. That is not a friend.
That person means you harm.
That's right.
That person may, in fact, be what we call an enemy.
Yes.
Okay. Masquerading. Second of all, let's be careful about where we get our advice. Even for something as sort of ubiquitous, you might say, is constipation.
Right.
Let's not just run away from that aisle at the CVS or the Rite Aid. Let's give those products a really good shot. Okay, let's try some beans. Let's try some things before we move straight into live eel. Number one. Number two, the use of the phrase folk remedy. Folk don't advise this. Idiot folk do.
Yes, they
but
do.
But I object to the use of the word folk. Folk are good, strong, sturdy people. Okay? Folk are the kind of people that teach you dances from your forefathers and mothers. You know
folk,
what I mean?
Folk has your back.
Folk burn sage once in a while, but they don't stick the burning sage up their ass.
No, they don't.
Those are stupid people, not folk.
The man reportedly experienced abdominal pain. Thank you. What's coming out my mouth? For about a day. I'm gonna tell you, I have a problem. But it was
longer than that.
Quote unquote, too shy to see the doctor. But you weren't too shy to shove an eel up your ass.
Where'd you get the eel? Number two, how did you keep it alive? Then what? How did you get the live eel up your ass? There are so many things that had to happen here.
That's right.
Before we got to, and then I also, the reason they don't know how long it was is because they don't know how long it was because he's not going to tell the truth.
That's right.
About how long the eel was up his ass. One of the cases, the eel had been up this man's ass for like a week.
Yeah.
Before they really, and he tried when he first went to the hospital. He did try the old ever tired, the eel swam up there by itself. He tried floating that one.
Yeah.
And they were like, no.
The eel was still alive at the time of its removal. What?
Yep.
First of all, I don't know why we're not coming at this from the eel angle. Okay? The eel's perspective. The eel has seen things, has been through some shit.
The eel was trying to survive. The eel was trying to live.
That's
the eel was trying to get out his ass. The eel did nothing wrong here.
No.
Nothing wrong. It was viciously attacked. I think the eel community has put up with a lot.
A lot.
Don't put things up your ass to get things out. Okay, this is my other problem. You're trying to get things out your ass while you're putting things in.
Yeah.
I understand that there's suppositories and things like that, but on a sort of like, if you don't have a lot going on in your head, like thoughts or critical thinking, then just go with simple equations. Because the simplest equation is, if I want out, don't put in.
That's right.
That's the simplest equation. And it's not always true. Like I said, there could be some things, but you don't need to get creative when you can't even get smart. You know what I mean? Like, don't.
What goes up must come down.
But it doesn't guarantee to come out the same way it went in.
No, it doesn't.
Because the eel is out.
It is out.
And the poop is out, too. They just came out through his fucking stomach.
Yes. Last up, this is from Jeff Y.
Thank you, Jeff Y. We adore you.
Bangkok penis peril. Man gets padlock stuck around genitals.
This is why I needed to say at the top, we don't pick these stories. We don't go looking for them.
They come to us.
They
find us.
Okay.
Like an eel in the ass.
They come to us.
They find us.
Recently, a Bangkok man had to be rushed to the hospital. He's 38 years old.
Yes.
I need you to remember that. 38 years old. He had went to the hospital because he had a padlock around his penis.
He had fastened the device around the base of his penis for 2 weeks.
And it had begun to swell up and it was infected and he couldn't get it off. And of course, he was in amazing pain.
Right. So it became infected. So what did he do before he went to the doctor? He went to who, Angela? Who he go to? Who he go to, Angela?
His mama.
He goes to his mother. I'm sorry. Mama.
I'm going to tell you something. If one part of me ever thought maybe I should have had children, this cured it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do if my 38-year-old came to me and said, Mama, I padlocked this thing around my dick and it won't come off and it really hurts. I don't know what...
But see,
I would
See, she the mama of this child, so she used to this
shit. This is not the first time.
She used to, she like, go ahead, hand me the butter out the refrigerator.
No, the one that we use just for stuff you get stuck on your dick, baby.
The dick butter.
I put a big D on it. I put a D on it, because we already use the good butter. I use the, that's unsalted. We use the unsalted for the dick, because it's not, I don't want to sting you.
It's not coming off. It's not going to, hand me the marinara.
We try that next. You tried to goo off and the shampoo, that didn't
that
work.
That didn't work.
Okay, so eventually, so she tried to help him. That didn't really work. And so they had to call for medics to come. They came, and I guess she was concerned. There was some question about who she was, so she had to make it clear to them that she was his mother and not his girlfriend, and that he, in fact, did not have a girlfriend.
Well, so let me pause right there.
Or boyfriend of any sort.
There's nothing more embarrassing than having your dick in a padlock.
You're already at an embarrassment central, right?
That's right.
You're already at, this is going to be awful. This is going to make some sort of a news, and we all know that. People are going
to
talk.
But then to have to have your mama tell the medics while they are looking at your padlock penis.
He doesn't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
You
nobody.
You have to understand.
She went on to say that that he was bored because he had to stay at home so much due to COVID. I'm going to tell you something. Don't blame this fool, this 38-year-old stayed at home on COVID. That's a choice that the rest of the population has made.
That's
right. Don't blame COVID for your freaky-ass son not being able to relate to other people. Mm-hmm. The other people and your freaky-ass son have come to a conclusion that they can't be together.
That's right.
So he's at home with you, padlocking stuff to his penis, which I do consider a failure of parenting.
I do too. If you can't teach your child not to put your penis through time. But this is what she said. She goes,
this is
the
so
mother
awful.
Added that her son enjoys putting his penis through small holes. She did not elaborate on her statement. He enjoys putting his penis.
Is what he enjoys.
In small things.
You know, some people enjoy playing video games.
Yeah.
Some people like to read. My son likes to put his penis through. Baby, I'm talking to the people.
But mama, no.
Baby, I'm talking to people. Baby,
mama, no. Don't tell people.
Baby, they don't. Know. They looking at your penis don't in a small
you're
hole.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm embarrassing you.
embarrassing
what about me?
Mama?
First of all, you're 38. I can't get you out this house.
But mama.
I have cut the cord. Okay, then now I got to explain to people why your penis.
It's my penis. It's my personal penis business.
Then why am I in it?
My personal. It's personal.
You had to call the authorities.
Penis personal. It's personal penis business.
It's not personal. You had to call. Did you had? I'm sorry, y'all have to see this.
Yeah, you don't get this.
I mean, it took the medics over 30 minutes
to saw his dick
out. They had to use an electric cutter. To saw through the lock.
Let me tell you something. What do we always say? Maybe you shouldn't have a penis.
If you don't know how to treat your personal parts, then you don't deserve personal parts.
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
He reportedly sustained lasting damage due to the prolonged length of time that it had a lock around it. And so the penis is reportedly disfigured.
Well, that's okay, because he ain't got a girlfriend.
And I'm going to tell you something. He's got a penis, and what I'm saying is he doesn't deserve it.
No.
And I think that there was an argument for taking that away from him here.
Yeah.
I mean, now the states had to get involved, okay?
And they said that had it remained any longer, the penis would have started to rot and become gangrenous.
Or found its freedom.
That's right.
freedom. That's freedom.
You know what?
For that penis.
That penis is going to get a bindle stick.
It's waiting for another life.
It's going to ride the rails.
It's going to be
free. It's going to its third chapter.
It's right. It deserves a life.
It deserves a life.
Away from this stupid fool. Because if you can't figure out, let me tell you something. The first 3 seconds in which you couldn't, first, why padlock? Why can't you use a twist tie or something? Like, why do you have to use a padlock?
Or a bungee cord.
Something. And also, always check locks and make sure you have the keys before you use them.
Well, yeah, because he lost the key. That's why we didn't say that, but he lost the key.
Of course he lost the key. And what's really going to be fucked up is when they find the key.
Oh, man.
Because you know that they're gonna, one day Miles going to be vacuuming and be like,
look, it's the key.
And that's the day that I think I would just hit myself in the head with whatever I could find.
Totally. Let's review.
Okay, we got, first up, we have the man who was injured by a jaguar because he crossed into its barrier, is his house.
Yes, we got the woman who claims she makes $4,200 a month by selling videos of herself farting.
I think we're the idiots.
That's right.
Then we have the woman calling 911 about her Weston bacon cheeseburger.
We got the man who uses a live eel to cure constipation.
And then we have the Bangkok penis peril, man gets padlock stuck around his genitals. Which is, I'm going to tell you something. This was hard for me. And outside of my continued emotional distress around the fart situation, which I'm going to have to journal and talk to somebody about.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can go with Bangkok.
Me too.
Penis.
Me too. I think we agree this week.
38 years old.
You did this to yourself.
38. You're not. Here's the thing. I'm going to give you, I would take almost any other eight. Is this an eight?
18?
Maybe even 28. But not 38.
No, not 38. You're supposed to know better by
I
now.
I wouldn't give you 28. I'm
not
lying.
Even 28.
You know, I would give you 18.
I would give you. I'll give you a stupid 18.
Well, that doesn't mean. And here's the thing: you've been in other idiot stories before then.
Yes.
And everybody knows. In fact, you're so dumb that what we should all know is to not leave anything around the house that you can lock.
That's right.
Because you've done this kind of thing before. But you're 38 years old and. You live with your mother,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like she's the person taking care of you, not the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, hey, if my mother lived out here, we'd all be living with her.
That's
trust
right.
me. But what I mean is that she's really dialed into your sexual situation and what you do in a way that you're a parent. Is that what you're looking for, your relationship with your child?
No. Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
You know, I mean, the level of sharing to which you go, you know, mom, hey, oh, I was going to stay in tonight because I'm going to put my penis in things. Small
no.
things.
No.
You know, I prefer small, not medium, but small.
Small things.
Like vente.
You know what I mean?
Not vente, below vente size apertures. That's why I'm going to do that. What are you doing tonight? You know, watch TV? We're going to watch The Voice? I'll come out and watch with you after I'm done putting my penis in small things.
Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country. That when you went to the zoo,
you
understood what side you were on.
Thank
okay, you understood
Thank
your
you.
Place
mm-hmm.
in mm-hmm. the animal hierarchy.
That's right. You bought your churro or your a waffle
right.
cone or whatever, and you watched.
You watched.
And maybe it was wrong. It was morally questionable, but you watched. You didn't
yes.
climb into the act.
No, you
That's
did not.
That's not how that works.
No, no.
That's not how that works. It's like with the movie theater, how you don't get up in front of the screen and go, I'm in the movie too. There was a time in this country when people knew that. There was a time in this country, Francis. There was a time in this country when people knew.
Mm-hmm.
When I call 911, shit better be wrong.
That's
and I
right.
mean real wrong.
Real wrong.
Not just wrong for me, but wrong in a greater sense of wrong. Like wrong like, oh, my house is being broken into and we don't want anybody's house is broken into. But not everybody needs a Western bacon cheeseburger. In fact, there's a real question about if anybody needs a Western bacon cheeseburger
mm-hmm.
specifically. So there was a time in this country when we knew, hey, this is my personal complaint.
Yeah.
I have to deal with this personally. I can't involve other people in. There was a time when people knew that.
Yes, Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country when people were just letting go of farts and letting gold just disperse to the wind.
That's right. I've been on
money.
So many flights.
So many
planes.
So
with people
many.
Throwing just good farts away.
Yeah, I mean.
For free.
For free.
Just with total disregard to the monetary situation and the economics involved. Just throwing away. Ask yourself next time you fart, what are you farting for?
What are you farting for? Four. I'm Frances Callier.
Angela B. Shelton.
We are Frangela.
I don't know what we're doing.
Thank you for listening to this. What we do.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Just let us know if you want to hear farts.
I'm hurt.
I'm saddened. In many ways, I'm saddened. And I'm also concerned that this is the future of entertainment.
It is. But you know what? Let me tell you something, bitch. Get your eyes and your mind right. Because here, you're going to be doing fart videos in 2 minutes as soon as I turn this off. Get ready to toot. Get your toots ready.
Oh, my God.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say.
My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.